Live Life with Purpose, episode 99. This is what really matters. People matter. Chris Peterson, one of the founding fathers of positive psychology, said that positive psychology could be summed up in three words. Other people matter. Not new gadgets or the latest and greatest cars or the biggest homes or your investments. While many others in the self-help and business field will try to tell you that these things should be your only focuses, this advice just isn't correct. I know this is a top focus that many entrepreneurs focus on because a lot of business moguls that I follow on Instagram only share photos of stacks of money, new Ferraris, Rolexes, penthouse suites, not people. Is this what the meaning of life has come to? I sure hope not. On the other hand, please never feel bad for building wealth. Building wealth can be fun and having fun is amazing. But I'm more talking about wealth and that it should never be your sole focus. Building a bigger business is only worth it if you're impacting people in better ways. The mindset that says you must increase your volume and your profits, leaving no efforts good enough, is a relentless cycle of letdowns anyway. This is what builds a life of never finding what one is looking for. This also builds a life of never being happy and never finding peace. Find happiness, you need to be able to see the fruits of your efforts, and the easiest way to do this is to see how you've helped other people. When you flip your focus from money to people, employees and customers are taken care of properly, and more revenue is then a byproduct of the leadership work you've been putting in. When people are first, the rest of life falls into place. We're talking about leadership here, so if leadership is the impact you have on people, then I want to see the number of lives you're impacting. Not the dollar amount in your bank account. There was a time in life where money was my only focus, and I found that the chase of more, more, more was empty. Maybe you've been there, but when I achieved what I thought would make me happy, I only wanted more. I recently talked to my wife Jasmine about this time in life, and she agrees it was the most miserable we've ever been. Our priorities were out of whack, and as a result, we weren't looking for ways to impact people. And if you haven't noticed yet, leading in life is intentional. Instead, we were looking out for what would only benefit ourselves. Again, only focusing on yourself is another wrong principle that many leadership books teach, but I'm here to challenge that idea. I fell for this trap before, and I don't want you and others to do the same. When I found that the key to life is being intentional with pouring into the lives of other people, I stopped focusing on only getting to know people who I thought were successful and instead focused my attention on everyone. All lives matter, not just a few. Now go and focus on what really matters today.